This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. President Draupadi Murmu has urged citizens to imbibe the ideals of the Constitution in their behavior, fulfill their fundamental duties, and work towards achieving the national goal of a developed India by 2047. Addressing a grand event organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day today, President Murmu described the Indian Constitution as a living and progressive document through which the country is achieving the goals of social justice and inclusive development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's resolve to give a befitting response to any terror organization challenging the nation's security. Mr. Modi was addressing the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court this evening. The Prime Minister said that the Constitution has lived up to every expectation and need of the country and serves as the guiding light for citizens. Mr. Modi remarked that it is due to the Constitution's strength that it has been fully implemented in Jammu and Kashmir. The nation is remembering the martyrs of 2008 Mumbai terror attacks today. President Draupadi Murmu paid homage to the brave hearts who lost their lives in 26/11 terror attacks. In a social media post, the president said, "The nation is grateful and salutes its valiant security personnel who made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting countrymen." India has urged authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities, including their right of freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said it has noted with deep concern the arrest and denial of bail to spokesperson of the Bangladesh Sammilit Sanatan Jagran Jyoti, Chinmoy Krishnadas. It said this incident follows the multiple attacks on Hindus and other minorities by extremist elements in Bangladesh. The MEA said there are several documented cases of arson and looting of minorities' homes and business establishments, as well as theft and vandalism and desecration of deities and temples. The Election Commission today announced by-poll to 6 seats of the Rajya Sabha. 3 seats are from Andhra Pradesh and 1 each from Odisha, West Bengal and Haryana. The notification for the by-polls will be issued on 3rd of December and nominations can be filed until the 10th of the month. Polling and counting of votes will be held on 20th December. The seats fell vacant due to the resignation of members Venkata Ramana Rao Mopi Devi, Bida Mastan Rao Yadav and Raiga Krishnaya from Andhra Pradesh, Sujit Kumar from Odisha, Jawahar Sirkar from West Bengal and Krishan Lal Panwar from Haryana. Union Minister for Home and Cooperation Amit Shah today said that it is the resolve of the Union Government to make India the third largest economy by 2027, and the Ministry of Cooperation will play a stellar role in this glorious journey. Mr. Shah was addressing the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of National Federation of State Cooperative Banks Limited, NAFSCOB, in New Delhi this evening. Owing to the deep depression, which is expected to become Cyclone Fengal in the southwest Bay of Bengal, the Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rain in the coastal and delta districts of Tamil Nadu for the next 2 days. Storm warning signals have been hoisted at Chennai, Kadalur, Nagapattinam, Ennore, Puducherry and Karaikal ports. Israel today launched airstrikes on buildings in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, and issued new evacuation warnings ahead of an expected boat on a ceasefire deal with Lebanon. While Israel hit central Beirut, it issued evacuation orders for 20 buildings in the southern suburbs of the city. However, it was not clear if there were any casualties. According to media reports, the Israeli cabinet will meet tonight to discuss a ceasefire deal with Lebanon at the Israel Defense Forces IDF Kiryat headquarters in Tel Aviv. PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will be the top Indian players in action at the Syed Modi International 2024 Badminton Tournament, which began today in Lucknow. The Syed Modi India International 2024 is a BWF Super 300 event. All matches will be played at the badminton courts of the Babu Banarasi Das Indoor Stadium and the tournament will conclude on the 1st of next month. And with that, we end this news bulletin.